This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio 2 to great radio stations all across America, plus all across the Caribbean, and around the world via the internet and the satellite, too. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, happy birthday, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all you do. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out the all-new website by going to the Captain's America Third Watch. com. All right, and joining us right now, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
You ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we got a big day here in the Tampa Bay area again. Last week, the president was in town. Today, the vice president is coming to Tampa, St. Pete, and Clearwater.
Well, that's really amazing. That's great. And, yeah, you're right. It's been quite a banner few days, the president himself, and then, of course, now Vice President Pence.
Well, I want everybody to listen to Vice President Pence and what he had to say on the Laura Ingraham program here, because this is important, and you need to understand that the mail-in ballots and all the different things that are coming out, there's so many lies coming from the other side of the aisle, folks. Here comes the truth from a truthful man.
Well, look, the president made it very clear, whether it's the power grab in Nevada that the president or the governor of Nevada was signing that allowed not only for universal mail-in ballots, but also vote harvesting, as it's called. We're headed to the courts. Look, the right to vote, the one person, one vote right, is at the very center of our democracy. And the president's made it very clear that we're not going to stand idly by while you see, Democrat states and Democrat governors use the backdrop of the coronavirus to send millions of ballots all across their states and all across this country. Let's be clear, though, Laura. Absentee balloting is perfectly acceptable. You have to apply for an absentee ballot. Signatures are checked. It's confirmed. It has a long tradition. And we want to encourage any American that is not able to go to the polling place for any reason to apply for an absentee ballot today. But this universal mail-in voting where you're going to see literally ballots showered all across the state, it is ripe for fraud, and we are headed straight to the courts to put a stop to it.
Now,
well, look,
that's,
the president made it that's very
all,
clear.
That's all very good, and we appreciate all of that. And he made a great point. And by the way, the president yesterday said Florida has the best absentee ballot system in the country. I vote by absentee ballot.
I have for quite a while because of my what I do, my hours and this, that, and the other. And I did my absentee ballot, and on Monday, I took it to the Supervisor of Elections office and handed it to them for my primary vote.
Well, that's right. And that's a great example, Captain, obviously, for people to do, especially in this climate, as it were, to make sure that your vote gets there and is counted. And, I appreciate very much what the Vice President was saying, and I understand his trip to Florida is part of what's called the Faith in America tour, part of what he's doing. But of course, the headline will be, well, the president now wants mail-in voting, and they'll try to sort of sneak all that by the observer. But no, that's not what they're advocating at all.
No, and the other thing is Mike Pence also came out in the past couple of days, yesterday, as a matter of fact, I believe it was on Breitbart. They quoted him as saying that the silent majority needs to let their voice be heard. The time is now, and the polling system is broken as far as the way things are going. But, you know, we need to stand up to the cause that's there at hand, and we need to do what we need to do because we are the ones that run the show, not the other way around.
Well, exactly right. And this is probably, you know, it sounds become sort of almost cliche. This is the most important election we've ever faced. But really, Captain, in 90 days, this really is the most important election we've faced in the modern era because of the consequences.
Yeah. Yeah. And I want you to think about something that was said yesterday by Vice President Pence. Of course, he's in charge of the Coronavirus Task Force, right?
That's right. Yep.
He said the Trump administration has been working on a coronavirus vaccine since the 1st of February.
Wow.
Now, this goes totally against the, well, the Trump wasn't doing nothing, and they're doing, we're all unprepared. Really? To make a statement like that, does that sound like somebody that wasn't doing something?
No, not at all. Not at all. And in fact, Captain, the people who really aren't doing something are the Democrat Party.
Elite. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They have no plan.
They have no plan. They have simply wanted to criticize, and they've simply wanted to take political advantage. But President Trump, regardless of what people think about his tweets or his manner or whatever it is, he's very methodical, and he's actually about getting things done. He doesn't sit around. In fact, I think it's almost alien to him of how the Democrats like Chuckie Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and the rest of them, AOC,
their butt and do nothing.
That's right.
And still get their salaries.
No kidding.
Yeah. While they're doing nothing, they should be getting paid nothing. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back. There's a novel idea. If you're not doing anything, maybe you don't need to be paid anything either. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. We'll get to Kyle in just a second, but this portion of the program, as always, is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor, and I do take Relief Factor. Now, the combination of the ingredients in Relief Factor, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. I was at the doctor yesterday, and the Relief Factor is working quite nicely for me with the problem I've been having. Thank you very much. And it also helps to lower or eliminate pain altogether associated with exercise, everyday activity, and in my case, it has to do with arthritis, and everybody knows what that's all about. It is 100% drug-free. It is 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, and it also supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort. Now, it comes in convenient individual packets. It's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. It also supports healthy joints and muscles, and you can go over to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and try that 3-week quick start. You'll be glad you did, and I'm telling you, it's going to work for you just like it has me and thousands of other people. Okay. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we've got a caller on the line. I'm going to go right to the caller. Here we go. Is this Ian?
Yeah, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
Hey, I just want to say, to paraphrase the famous rabbi Maimonides from the 14th century, if I'm not for me, who will be? So I'm going to reach out and pat myself on the back. And I'm going to be a scold. I'm going to be a scold, and I'm going to be a nag. I've been calling you intermittently since January 2015,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of my themes, basically since about 2017 up to recently. How many times have I said in my previous calls the past 5 years, law and order is going to break down, there's going to be militias, there's going to be mob rules. These people were up against their Bolsheviks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're Bolsheviks. And you want to know what? Old Ian, the cab driver, the nobody in Clearwater, Florida, had these fools pegged 5 years ago. And I didn't have to go to some big college of military intelligence to figure out what we're up against.
But you know why? You know why you had it figured out? You're out amongst the people.
That's right.
See?
I am amongst people because I am the people, the body politic. So all you people out here that have been hearing me calling the last 5 years that are laughing at me, saying, oh, that guy's an extremist. Oh, he's an alarmist. Oh, it ain't that bad. No, we're up against Bolsheviks.
Yep.
That's what's running loose, and they got a legal front, if you will, the way the IRA had the Sinn Féin.
Yep, you're right.
Okay? They got a legal front called the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
That's the nonviolent front. This is what we're up against. We're up against Bolsheviks. They're not liberals. They're not progressives. They're not enlightened. They're damn Bolsheviks.
Yep.
Get it into your heads, people.
Okay.
There's no one to run to. The last stand is right here in America.
You betcha.
Bye.
Thank you. Okay, and Kyle, you're spot on.
Well, no, I think he's right. These people are not looking for a seat at the table or a voice in the decision-making process or any of those kinds of traditional things that people get out and get involved in politics for. They're not running for city council in the sense that they want to, you know, put up better stoplights or something. They are looking to, in fact, we've heard calls, Captain, in the Pacific Northwest area, Seattle, Portland, for, you know, ending the United States as we know it.
I mean,
they just come right out and tell you these days.
How about Idaho? Idaho had some states that there are states. I'm sorry. Oregon had some counties that wanted to move out of Oregon into Idaho.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And so, again, what we're seeing are people who, again, are not part of the normal political process.
No.
And they believe that this is their hour. And when they get covered, Captain, from media or politicians, then the end is near. There's no doubt. Yeah.
Well, the end is not going to be near on my watch because I'm going to fight tooth and nail, and I've got the bully pulpit to do it, and I'm going to use it, and like it or not, and I don't care how many people tell me that I don't know what I'm talking about, just like Ian's talking about. I totally agree, and I've never once told Ian he was out of his mind or anything like that. I've let him talk, and I agree with what he's saying. I absolutely positively agree. But here's something else we got to talk about. Yesterday, in Beirut, Lebanon, a huge explosion went off. And when I saw it, the first thing I thought of by looking at what I saw was a MOAB got dropped on something in Beirut. Now, I could be wrong, because I don't know, and they're not saying. But over 70 people have been killed, dozens are missing, and thousands, thousands were wounded as far as 6 miles away.
Yes, that's exactly right, Captain. And just as we're talking right now, I'm getting a Fox News alert, one of the alerts that they will send out, and they are now saying death toll in Beirut at least 100 and more than 4,000 people injured. And these numbers, of course, continue to be fluid, but it does give you an idea of the magnitude. And when you said MOAB, Captain, I wholeheartedly agree. Not that it was specifically a MOAB, but it certainly looked like...
I know what I was looking at.
Yeah, this kind of huge explosion. And it looked, you know how people say it looks like out of a movie?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it looks like almost a special effect that you'd see in a James Bond movie or something. But this is real. Real people died and real people have been hurt, and just the massive shockwave that came out, you see on the video, and you also see from some of these various camera angles.
What was destroyed was a Hezbollah munitions factory and combination of other things all related to weaponry. So that's why the explosion was as big as what it was. And it just leads me to believe that I believe Israel was behind it. We'll never hear about it, but I believe Israel was behind it. And we may hear about Hezbollah doing something against Israel in the next few hours.
Very possible, because, you know, Hezbollah, of course, was initially, you know, they start turning these wheels to see, well, who might have done this or what could have been the cause or the motive or any of these things. Hezbollah, of course, does control a lot of that area there, obviously.
Now,
so we'll see.
Now, the Democrats, and Ian was right, and we'll get into this again because we can't not get into it. The Democrats obviously now are pulling out all the stops, including lies for whatever they think they can get away with when it comes to President Donald Trump and his accomplishments. Now, the latest is the stats on coronavirus. How many people have been infected? How many people are asymptomatic? How many people have been hospitalized? How many people have died? And we keep hearing all around the country, regardless of the area, regardless of the state, that a lot of these numbers have been fudged.
Well, right. And again, the worse the numbers, and this sounds horrible, doesn't it, Captain? Because this isn't the way we're supposed to do things, especially when people are really getting sick. But the worse the numbers are, the better it is for a particular political party and
yeah.
their fortunes.
And why are they doing this?
Well,
besides trying to take control of the political system again, it's called money.
Sure. Well, of course, and, you know, the idea of any of these drugs that can help to treat it or any of the kinds of treatment schedules, and also the money that that you get if you report COVID-19 patients.
Al is saying that one report that he listened to said there was 12,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate stored before it blew up like that. Well, yeah, but ammonium nitrate is used for things other than just fertilizing your plants.
Right. So, you know, we're going to get more and more information. And, of course, in an event like this, number one is attending to those who were injured. You know, the airport captain in Beirut is like 6 miles away from
yeah.
the epicenter of this blast. And it sustained what was said to be moderate damage.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a huge explosion.
Yeah, and again, because of what I saw and this, that, and the other, and the Israelis have got to be just chuckling in the wings going, that worked pretty good.
Well, exactly. Now, of course, there will be no doubt if that were to be the case, there would be massive political fallout from that because of the extent of the damage, the injuries, 4,000 people injured, and so forth. If it was an actual attack or deliberate act, it's going to be very, very bad.
But they put their places, their munitions, and this, that, and the other, right in the middle of residential neighborhoods.
And this is part and parcel, exactly, of the way that Hezbollah and some of these other terror groups work. They hide behind women and children. They put the missile launchers, anti-aircraft missile launchers, in a school, that
yeah.
kind of stuff. Yeah.
And by the way, last night when we talked about George Floyd and we talked about the video and we talked about what was done and this, that, and the other, and where I had posted it before anybody in the major media had done that, that we just got another toxicology report. This is about the fourth one I've gotten. He did have stuff in his system, which is why he was acting as crazy as he was. So there you go. All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we go to break, and Kathy is going to do it again.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Officials are surveying the damage in North Carolina when then Hurricane Isaias made landfall. It smashed boats and downed trees and power lines there, killing at least two people. Governor Roy Cooper.
Damaging winds and likely tornadoes spun out from the storm, including one in Bertie County that tragically killed two people and sent about a dozen others to the hospital.
A total of 5 deaths are blamed on the storm. Millions of people are still without power. There was a powerful explosion in Beirut, Lebanon. At least 78 people were killed. President Trump said it appeared to be a bomb.
Our prayers go out to all the victims and their families. The United States stands ready to assist Lebanon. A very good relationship with the people of Lebanon, and we will be there to help. It looks like a terrible attack.
This is USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much for tuning in and chiming in and opining in. Hello to everybody in the chat room. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico. That's G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. That's the big insurance company. And if you've got a car, if you've got a truck, if you own a motorcycle or whatever it is you drive, including a boat, I might add, and your homeowners or your renter's insurance too, you can get all of that. You can get a rate comparison right there with them by going to their website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, all you got to do is type in your zip code so they know where you live, because that's how they price their insurance. And then they'll give you a rate, or they'll ask if you want to see an agent, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it's all good. All good from there. So go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And again, whatever you're driving, whatever you own, that's got wheels or that floats on water, they can cover. And let's not also forget that if you got a house or if you got an apartment, they can take care of that for you too. So there you go. That's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, you know, we're talking about a lot of different things here, and the U.N. and the chief of the U.N. had a quote, a comment that was quoted to him yesterday, which was really fantastic for right now, what we're going through. He said, closed schools spell generational catastrophe.
Yes, that's really true. That's really true. In the context, I think, that he's talking about, of course, is that the students fall behind. They miss the socialization. They miss each other. They miss going to school to see their teacher. And I think we've seen so many schools try to come up, and especially private schools, have come up with these safety plans. They've come up with ways of sanitizing and doing all these kinds of things in order to be as safe as possible. But yet, in many cases, they're not even being taken seriously by local authorities who would be tasked with making the ultimate decisions. Here in Southern California, I know private schools, I think they can apply for a waiver from the state, and that would be coming back in about 14 days. I think today was the deadline. So there is some light at the end of the tunnel on that, but I'm not holding my breath for that. But most parents I've talked to, Captain, want their kids to go back to school, and they know it can be done safely. They don't want to just go back to school like it was before, but they want to be safe.
There's also a plan in some of these areas where they don't need to worry about snow, having schools, classes outside under like a canopy or something like that, but having them outside.
Right. In other words, you know, we can't just lock down everything. I mean, I know that that's been sort of the general, you know, thrust, basically. But, you know, can you imagine, Captain, and again, the politics in this are so wrapped up, but can you imagine in this country we're not going to kick and scratch for every single inch that we can get to make sure our kids have the best education they can get and not lose time, not waste time, especially if it can be done safely? You know, this is what we do. We can't fall behind, but that's what we're doing. And again, you know, you can have all kinds of things that help people to stay safe, especially, you know, even in flu seasons and all these kinds of stuff. But for some reason, the politics of the situation mean that, nope, just got to shut everything down. That's it.
Well, the squad is having a bit of a problem right now because all three of their members, I don't know about Presley, but we'll start with Tlaib. She's facing a really tough challenger in Michigan, and her positions and her points are not popular in Michigan, where the latest poll, XYZ poll, I'll call it that because it's not a mainstream poll, but it had 1,000 people that responded in it, had Donald Trump leading in that state.
Well, right. You know, and I think the general issue with the squad, Tlaib and Omar and the others, AOC especially, you know, I've been saying for a long time, Captain, you know, these people did not get elected to Congress to do, like, congressional representative type stuff.
Yeah, well,
They got there for a platform and to do their ism and ideologies.
Well, in Minnesota, Ilhan Omar, has got a very tough challenger against her. And the people don't want to defund the police. They want to keep the police because right now there's a huge uptick in violent crimes in Minneapolis right now. Just take your pick. Assaults, ADWs, murders, rapes, thefts, a huge increase in violent crime in Minneapolis, and the people are not liking the Omar idea of, well, defund the police and put the people out in the street. They're going to talk to them and make them all be nice people. No, they're not. And then AOC is in trouble because she didn't get the magic endorsement from Barack Obama, and we're all scratching our heads wondering why that was.
Yeah, exactly. As I said, I mean, how far left and out to lunch and so far off the radar scope do you have to be in order to get Barack Obama to ignore you now or actually, you know, in quite a big way, not endorse you? I mean, that's huge.
Now, moving along, a top Democrat on Senator Ted Cruz's committee, where he was having a hearing on Antifa, got up and stormed out of the hearing and says, "You aren't listening to us. You aren't listening to me," meaning Antifa.
Yeah, and
they don't have an argument, by the way. Antifa has no argument. They are a terrorist organization and should be declared such.
Well, right. Just look at the tactics and look at what they're doing. I think that was Senator Haranyo, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
I think that was
Hawaii.
From Hawaii and Senator Cruz. You know, as she was getting up to leave, I think he said, basically, you still have an opportunity to say anything, one thing negative about Antifa, but she would have nothing to do with it.
No, she would not call them a violent group.
That's right.
So would she call them terrorists and what they were doing.
Right, and that tells you all you need to know. See, this is what I'm talking about. When you get cover from big-time, you know, mainstream senators, U.S. senators are getting cover to these kinds of groups and their tactics. I mean, gee whiz, that's got to tell you everything, right?
And then a couple of interesting things here. Condoleezza Rice, Condi, as we like to call her, jabbed the liberals for assuming that blacks should be voting in a certain way. Well, what's that certain way, Kyle?
Well, Joe Biden told us, you know, if, you know, he said on Charlemagne the God's Breakfast Club radio program, mm-hmm. told his listeners, if you're not voting for Joe Biden, quote, you ain't black, unquote.
Yeah.
And so, again, isn't that the very essence, Captain, of racism or you know, bias and all that, to assume that a particular group of people, by virtue of their skin color, their origin, that they only vote a particular political way? That to me is so insulting and horrible. It's the wrong thing in America.
Yeah, and then finally, before I move over to something different, Hillary Clinton chimed in again yesterday, the gift that keeps on giving. She's warned everyone that the GOP is sabotaging the United States Postal Service for the upcoming mail-in ballots. It's sabotaging. He's cutting rates, and they're cutting back on hours, and they're not going to be picking up this and that. You know why they're doing that, Kyle?
What's that?
Traditionally, right about now, they're out of money.
Well, exactly.
What's in the coronavirus stimulus bill, by the way? Money for the post office.
That's right. And it's not being passed yet. Obviously not being agreed to yet, because the Democrats keep dragging their feet on this. But, you know, I'm glad that you brought this up, Captain, because, again, that's another version of sort of the Democrats hedging their bets, because, number one, they want universal mail-in voting. Number two, they'll say Trump has now sabotaged the post office so that when he wins anyway with the mail-in voting, then the Democrats can say, well, Trump sabotaged and he attacked our democracy. I mean, it's so pathetic. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can just see this a mile away with her.
And by the way, back in the day when I had my trucks running around at Christmas time from September to December, Christmas time, I had three of my trucks dedicated to running from Miami to Charlotte, to Pittsburgh, and back down to Charlotte, and then back down to Tampa. They were running turns, and they were, most of the time, they were going empty for $2 a mile, empty for $2 a mile, up and empty back. All they were doing was hauling the empty mail cartons and whatnot in the back of the thing. And once in a while, there'd be mail, but not very often. And that practice is still done by the post office. You wonder why they're broke?
Right, exactly.
You were running a shadow with an airplane is what you were doing.
Mm-hmm.
In case it was foggy or snowing and the plane couldn't take off. Well, then it went on the truck and they expected you to still, regardless of the weather, get the mail there when it was supposed to be there.
That's right, yeah. Neither rain nor sleet nor snow.
Oh, boy, was
hail.
That true. Was that true? And again, $2 a mile at that time was big money for running pretty much empty.
Yeah, no kidding.
All miles, $2 a mile.
Wow.
Yep. All right, well, I want to just mention this because I think we're going to run out of time going to the break, but the president yesterday signed the Great American Outdoors Act, and you love going to the national parks, and that's what this was all about.
I do love going to the national parks, Captain, and, of course, Yosemite is just a few short hours away from my home.
Yosemite.
That's right, but this is going to go a long way to help refurbishing, and it's a great thing for America's national parks.
All right, hold that thought. By the way, Yosemite was what my old comical friend Jerry Clower had to say with that there Marcel Ledbetter. Remember those guys? And Yosemite, oh boy, those were the days, and that's when comedy was really hilarious. Instead of whatever the heck this crap is they're throwing out there now. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Tech.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The Mech Tech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you very much. A little bit more about her later on, maybe next hour or the hour after that, because you hear her on and off once an hour for the next couple hours. But this portion of the program, my Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. Pull on in there, tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and he said to pull on in there and you get a free cup of coffee. Well, you will if you got one of those Flying J or Flying J mugs, too. The Pilot or Flying J mugs, you'll get a cold soda if you want to. All right, here we go. is. That's called Thunderstruck. That's AC/DC, and they're getting it going here. And I know Kyle's dancing around the kitchen right now, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I love Thunderstruck.
Oh, yeah, and a little AC/DC to get the old blood moving tonight here, in case anybody was asleep. They're not now. Now, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot Travel Center, Flying J, closest to you. All right, Kyle, I'm going to read the weather statement, and I'll let you take us out with what's going on in the west. But strong to severe storms capable of strong wind gusts and large hail are still possible over portions of the central high plains, and a stalled front is expected to bring additional showers and flash flooding risks from the northern mid-Atlantic to the Carolinas through Thursday. There's some red flag warnings out back. This tropical storm now, this subtropical system, has now moved up almost into New Brunswick, Canada, and it's off in the east of Montreal, also in Quebec. But boy, oh boy, oh boy, water, and this thing turned into something that I'm glad it didn't come to Florida. That's all I can say, Kyle. So tell us what's going on out west.
Well, Captain, as we're out west tonight, we're going to start in central Washington. They've got a fire weather watch there. So if you're traveling along Highway 90, crossing over the state, crisscrossing it through the Moses Lake area and north up to about Leavenworth and a little bit north of that as well in the central part of the state, you've got a fire weather watch. So you've got to be careful. And then also, the Klamath Falls area is back in the report again. We've got a fire weather warning there. However, they also say that you could have some lightning as well, which could touch off other fires. So you've got to be careful there as you're heading down Highway 97 coming out of southern Oregon into northern California. And the same goes for the Klamath National Forest, which is in northwest California. It looks like we're doing, again, fire weather warnings, heat watches, all the way coming up from Kingman, coming up through Utah along Highway 15, as north as Ogden and Logan, and in central southern Wyoming, another fire weather watch, and the same, it looks like we've got air quality in Colorado, the Grand Junction area, also in the Fort Collins and Boulder areas as well. And that's kind of what's going on, except for the Apple Fire, which continues in California, and this is near Banning and Beaumont. That's along Highway 10. We've still got that fire going. They now have determined, I think, that it was, in fact, started by a vehicle.
Yeah, diesel.
A diesel vehicle, exactly. So, again, you may have some smoke in that area, obviously.
Yeah. Now, again, the tropical storm, subtropical now, the hurricane, because it was a hurricane when it came ashore, some winds 105 miles an hour. It did some damage. It didn't do a lot of damage, but some of the water got really deep along the outer banks out there, the outer islands, where we told you it was about 4 feet deep up there on the level, even though the homes were up on stilts, you could see where the water was, and anybody had a car parked in there has got a real problem trying to start it today. But it's moved way up into Nova Scotia, and it's headed up into the Canadian Maritimes, eastern Quebec, and it'll be on the way. Now, there is another small low-pressure system, which is just kind of sitting a few hundred miles southwest of Bermuda right now, producing minimal shower activity. This is the season for hurricanes, and they're not saying that that's what this is going to be with. It's forecast to drift southwestward during the next couple of days, and the word drift means drift. There's only a 10% chance of it developing over the next 48 hours, and for that matter, over the next 5 days. So this will be pretty much a rainmaker is what this is going to be. But the fact of the matter is, folks, right now is when we'll start seeing storms coming off Africa and whatnot, or flaring up in the Gulf or wherever, but it is what it is. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and the Flying J. Make sure you pull on into a Pilot. If you haven't been in a Pilot lately, and some of you, I realize, haven't, you're not going to understand what it's like to see the new look at the Pilot that they never had years ago. You used to run into a Pilot, and you'd grab a hot dog, a bag of chips, and a soda or a cup of coffee, and you were gone because that's all they had. And it was self-service fuel. It was cheap, and away you went. Well, now, It's still self-service fuel, but you've got an Arby's there. You could find a Dairy Queen, full-service Dairy Queen with everything they got. You could find a McDonald's, might find a Wendy's, also a Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, Kentucky Fried Chicken, or maybe even a Chester's Chicken at a Pilot Travel Center. Now, the Flying J's have always had a great sit-down restaurant, and there's no changing in that right now. You could find a Denny's or a Huddle House or a Moe's Southwest Grill at one of them. If you're up there in the Northeast, New York, Indiana, New Hampshire, along the toll roads, they might also have a Dunkin' Donuts at a Flying J truck stop as well. And it's entirely possible that with bigger truck stops around the big cities, you could find a Flying J with not only a Denny's sit-down restaurant, but maybe it might have a Pizza Hut, a Subway, or a Taco Bell in it as well to grab a sandwich if that's what you wanted to do. So stop on by, check them out, see what they have to offer, and remember, tell them the captain sent you. You were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and you will reap the rewards of a free hot cup of coffee, or if you got one of those mugs from Flying J or Pilot, you might be able to get yourself a nice cold drink out of it too. Now, Kyle, one last little thing here. From Yellowstone to Yosemite, national parks, again, are getting a long-awaited overhaul. This is something that was muchly needed, if you will. $900 million is going to go to the parks, the national parks, in permanent funding for the Land and Water Conservation Fund, and also $9.5 billion over 5 years to restore facilities and infrastructure in our national parks and public lands. And to that I say it's a great deal, because a lot of people go there like yourself, and they go camping, or they just take the family up there to have a good time, and they are the backbone of America, the national parks.
Absolutely, Captain. Yosemite, Yellowstone, Zion National Park. When I was a little boy, we were in the Badlands. I remember that. You know, just all over the country, you get to go to see these places that are literally breathtaking. They are just literally God's country, and you just can't find this anywhere else. In fact, people come from all over the world, Captain, to visit our national parks. That's how amazing they are.
All righty. Well, for you folks that are joining us right now, we'll be back with hour number two. Kyle will be with me and more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. By the way, if you want to help the kids out down there in Central and South America, go to letstalkfaith.com, letstalkfaith.com, and consider giving a donation, food for the poor. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere, no how, because we shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.